It's just absolutely amazing. Wow. Guys, that is just absolutely amazing. You can absolutely hear the sibling in the genes harmony in that cut. It's just amazing.
Nothing like family, man. Nothing like family. It's like a human harmonica.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, it's really nice. That was a nice night. We actually, as Matt mentioned, went in to do some filming, and that was just an impromptu 3 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's tired. Let's just do this. We're all here.
Yeah.
We had been filming with James Burton, our dad's legendary guitar player, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got a chance to do some recording with him as well that night. Again, unplanned. And that was pretty cool, too.
That's amazing. Well, yeah. Coming up on Saturday night, and we absolutely planned this interview to happen before the show, obviously, because we didn't. There's no way of knowing whether or not
Saturday
you're going to have
it. It's the 25th you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. The 25th. That's apologize. Right. We didn't realize it'd be sold out, and you guys just so happened to be in town. I thought, what the heck? Let's go ahead and get you in here.
You know
sure
what?
Enough,
look,
boom, it's sold out. Well, but it doesn't matter.
Honestly, we love visiting with you guys. We really do. We take this station personally. This
is
our hometown,
you,
and this is
a station we listen to.
And this is a station we listen to. This is where we live.
I love this
stuff.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Well, coming up, you guys got a holiday show coming up, and I see you got your guitars. You going to play me something?
Oh, my gosh. We happen to have guitars.
And it actually is a Christmas show.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, there's holiday cheer and stuff like that. But
we were lucky. Matthew was mentioning when you were playing that we had a top five original Christmas single 2 years in a row in Billboard.
Wow.
And we co-wrote it with a local artist named Alyssa Bonagura and her father, Michael Bonagura. They have a band called Bailey and the Boys.
Right.
And it's kind of difficult to write an original Christmas tune and have it sound cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we actually had the end result is really cool. The first year we released it with Alyssa. Last year we re-recorded it and re-released it with Carney and Wendy Wilson from Wilson Phillips, good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Wilson's kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can sing.
and it was pretty cool. And it's called This Christmas. But because of having that success, we put our Christmas with the Nelson show together.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out and we tour it. And
it's not just us doing like our normal show and adding a couple Christmas songs. The whole thing is a Christmas thing. We go through three generations of the Nelson family. The Ozzy and Harriet generation, growing up in the 70s with our dad, and you know when toys were designed to kill kids in the 70s, it was good. and then now, but we have a great time with it. It's like the fastest 2 hours we spend. We blink and it's over, and it's great. It's kind of like visiting with the whole family going back 100 years.
Yeah,
and the Franklin Theater's obviously an amazing place to see.
Absolutely,
the show.
It is.
We're a little disappointed that we didn't get the matinee. And stuff because we're getting those calls.
Yeah,
people want to come. So hopefully next year we'll be back and we'll do two shows.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some room.
I mean,
the Franklin
cool.
Theater always loves to have great talent like y'all in there. So
would you like to hear us mess up a completely fine Christmas classic?
Let's do that.
Yes, we can do that. And this is the only song that all three generations, Rick and Oz and Harriet and us, have done is Jingle Bells. Believe it or not,
okay.
We've all had number one hits in our respective generations. But here we go.
One, two, three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah! Sounded good. That's awesome. I love when that happens. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a blast to play these songs.
I love live stuff in the studio. It's always fun to do that. You were talking a little bit about this Christmas with Carney and Wendy.
Yeah.
And here's some of that right now. Let's go ahead and play that here a little bit for him. This is really cool.
I'm gonna say how I feel.
Now that's just a raw. That's not the mix, but here it is right here.
Christmas,
listen to that. Gosh, that's so good, guys. That is really
Thank
good.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Sound of the season there for you. Of course, Carney and Wendy Wilson, and of course the Nelson boys there, Matthew and Gunner. You know, we were talking just while that was playing there. That could be the new Mamas and Papas, y'all. I'm
that's
not kidding.
What that's we were going for.
That
Thanks
is
for
so
that.
Really good. That
We've
is
known
really
those
good.
Girls forever, and we fell out of touch for lots of years, and we hadn't seen them since we all went to swim class as toddlers when we were actually presenting on the American Music Awards in 1990. They had Wilson Phillips, mm-hmm. which had
right.
big number ones. That was their big year, and Nelson had just come out, too.
It was kind of the same year that we all broke. And to reconnect, first of all, Carney is just a hoot. I mean, she is Mama Cass. She's hysterical.
Yeah,
I mean,
she really is.
When we get together, we just laugh. And we've all been there, kind of done that, and clearly grew up in very odd circumstances.
Sure.
We have a lot in common. And I,
if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
That's right.
And just... Man,
we're just laughing and making good music. But when the four of us sing together, mm-hmm. wow.
You know? It's and, really good.
You know, we're kind of folkies coming out of the California thing, and hopefully we can do that more, because when I see that video, and for listeners, you know, look it up. It's Nelson featuring Carney and Wendy Wilson this Christmas. It you just see it and you go, wow, I'd want to go see that show, because they look like they're having a good time, and we were. And I think that was the first time we'd actually all been in the same room, because we all recorded separately our parts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really neat how it all came together.
We live in L.A. We live in Nashville. And
right.
we record out here
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So that little blip in the beginning of what you just played to the listeners, that was the first time we actually all were – that was off the cuff in Carney's mother's kitchen.
In Maryland's kitchen.
We're all
kitchen.
Hanging out and mm-hmm. vocalizing.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, I think we might be onto something.
And the cut was recorded here, though, right?
It was.
In
yeah, we
studio?
Have a studio in Franklin, which is where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all of our old vintage recording equipment out there. And
love it.
And you have a great time making records. We can actually do it from the comfort of our homes now.
Sure, right.
But it's kind of cool. It's a very small studio, but it looks like the Starship Enterprise when you walk in there.
Just absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you guys for coming in here and having a good time with us today. And I want to thank you for – would you sign my vinyl?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
I mean, I really hate to open it. I'm just going to be telling – but I got to play this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again. And you know, now that it's that time of year and we're coming upon Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is personally my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. Any holiday around
That's
being
That's because you cook. I eat. He cooks.
I'm with him.
Uh-huh. It's one of the big three things in life I love. But aside from that, and on a serious tip, it's not just about the food. Obviously, it's about being grateful. And here we are. We just turned 50.
Yeah.
And we
You're
feel
old,
like,
man. Wow, you old.
Yeah. We still feel like we're 15.
Then what am I? I'm 52.
We have Peter Pan syndrome going on real strong.
But you know, all we ever wanted to do was make music.
Yeah.
And because of the listeners out there, they've given us this incredible gift of being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to thank everybody out there that's listening. We want to thank Hippie Radio for the in-town support.
Mm-hmm.
And we love making music, and because of all of you, we get to do what we feel like we were born to do.
Yeah, and our job, honestly, is to take people away from what's happening in their real lives for 2 hours
mm-hmm.
and make them just forget about everything, just get into it. And get into a different place, and hopefully it's a better place. You know, they leave feeling better than they did when they walked in. And we've got the chance to do that. The Franklin Theater is great. I really wish we were doing more shows,
mm-hmm.
but it sure is nice to have been so well received in our hometown.
Well, it's sold out twice within the last couple of years, and obviously I know it's a 400-seat venue, but I'm telling you, this is a quality show from when you're talking about the history and seeing the videos and things that you guys do, the little slapsticks comedy that you guys have to put together, which is so funny.
Well, we aim to be a cross between the Smothers Brothers and the Everly Brothers.
Exactly.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah, and it works, and it works, and it's just, it's a really, really quality, family, great show.
I
appreciate you guys, man.
Well,
I really
appreciate you,
so.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's, of course, let's hear it again for Matthew and Gunner Nelson here this morning on Hippie Radio. Yeah. You get a chance. Show comes back around, Franklin Theater, wherever. Make sure you get out there and go check it out. It's always a good time.